Sunset Boulevard west of La Brea, and it makes a difference. King Kong, Bogart, Harlow, Karloff's, Frankenstein, whiskey, go-go, London fog, and Pandora's box, and some old boy slouched in Ben Franklin's coffee shop before dreaming up the Tiffany Theater. Apples. 200 motels ties in with my lack of authentic ground. What gets forbidden when what you really need to be stoned to appreciate a life? I think of her as a callback theme, coming in costume like it's theme night, featuring a double feature joke. Then taxi driver, who did she fake herself as? Susan Sandon, obviously. Who she fucked after midnight in an anguished attempt to pay attention. She's like a murderer's dark secret, a sense of purpose and righteousness canceled out by glow hearts and the cultured man's guilt. Daughter, and that's harsh and ugly. When she enters any room, it's as a force of nature or nothing. She won't say fucked up things and will crack up like she's menacing Norman Wexler's dialogue in the 70s, as if alleviating the superior repulsion she's feeling. What is funny is whatever gets crossed in the storm. There are certain scenes when bad shit happens, and all you can afterwards is ask a bystander what they saw, and then ask, but were they sad? To which these would always insist, oh man, they were very sad. All guys are just in suits, and the way to be with them is naked. I suppose what I thought.